It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Ooh, you know what? A warrant has now been issued for the arrest of rapper Offset, and it is a felony. This is some serious stuff. The warrant is coming after Offset was caught on camera smacking a cell phone out of a fan's hand who was filming him at Target. He ended up cracking the fan's phone, and the family is now asking Offset to pay to have that phone fixed. After the fan called police, an arrest warrant for felony charges was released because the phone is valued at over $800. Offset says he was just trying to buy a stroller at Target when a fan approached him filming and tried to get video of him, and I guess that set him off. So, set him off.
Oh.
I did not plan that. That is funny.
I think it's okay he does that, though. Listen, like, you got to give some respect to people just because they're a celebrity. Like, if he's shopping for a stroller, side note, why is Offset shopping for a stroller? Doesn't he have people for that?
Blake Lively is pregnant with her third child with husband Ryan Reynolds. The actress revealed the news at the premiere of his new film, Pokemon Detective Pikachu, yesterday by showing off her baby bump on the red carpet. The couple already has two daughters, James and Inez. By the way, they got married in 2012, if you didn't know. And he was also talking yesterday about how he came up with the voice he does for Detective Pikachu.
When we first started, I was like, I think I should like do like a, because it's like sort of like a film noir kind of, somebody likened it like almost like it's almost like Who Framed Roger Rabbit, like had a baby with Blade Runner. So I was like, that's cool. So I was like, okay, let me do like an old school gumshoe kind of Columbo, Peter Falk sort of, you know, Brooklyn kind of thing. And they were like, oh yeah, okay. Or you maybe just do Ryan Reynolds. Maybe shut up a bit and just do the other thing.
Janelle Evans from Teen Mom 2 will be questioned by animal control after her husband shot and killed their French bulldog puppy in their yard. Her husband, David Eason, reportedly shot the dog after it sniffed at their daughter. The Columbus County Sheriff's Office in North Carolina has said that along with Columbus County Animal Control, they initiated a joint investigation into allegations of animal cruelty. The investigation is ongoing. And Justin Bieber took to Instagram again to talk about his mental health battle and give some support to his fans. He said, don't stop fighting the battle. The battle's already been won. Fight for what you love and who you love. Don't let fear and anxiety win. He said, I haven't believed the truth about myself. I haven't believed that I am loved. I haven't believed I am forgiven. It's a hard thing for me to wrap my head around. I hang my head in shame and I wallow in sadness about the people who have betrayed me. Freaking deep, man.
No kidding. I'm about to cry. Stop it, Bieber.
He has been so heavy for like the past decade.
Really? I bet his new album is going to be really dark.
Ooh.
And Shawn Mendes dropped a new song and video on us last night. It's called If I Can't Have You, and people are super excited. Here's a clip.
I can't write one song that's not about you. Can't take without thinking about you. Have you.
I think I got pregnant there.
I got goosebumps. That's kind of giving me Justin Timberlake vibes.
I am not into Shawn Mendes, but Liv is a massive Shawn Mendes fan.
I am. Oh, my gosh.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.